You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queercast on the internet. Today is Friday, August 12th, 2005. And we made it to Friday. It's been one hell of a week, but we made it. And you know what? It's hot as hell outside. The humidity is unbelievable, and the temperature, I don't know, it's like 93 degrees or something like that. But we certainly asked Scott Mendo, and he would give us a weather report. I'm sure he'll do that on his show. I got a call from my mother today. She is, well, tomorrow is her birthday. And she, in her subtle way, she was calling to remind me that it was her birthday and that if I hadn't gotten a card out, I should do so. I thought it was funny because she's going on and on in the conversation about how many birthday cards she's gotten in the last 3 days. And of course, did I send her one yet? No. So of course, I went through my collection of cards and picked one out and got it in the mail right away. But it's just funny how she subtly works her magic to say, you know, send me a birthday card. I'm your mother, you know, that kind of thing. But, you know, she's telling me she got cards from all my brothers and sisters and all her friends. And this one lady who kind of like has Alzheimer's. Well, my mother's going to be 70. Oh, God, is she 74, 75? I think she's 74, but she was telling me about this one friend of hers who has Alzheimer's, and she goes, can you believe that she sent me a card and she's got Alzheimer's? I'm like, okay, I get the clue. I'm putting a card in the mail. Get off the topic now. So the weekend's going to be very busy. Tonight I'm going over to the boyfriend's. Actually, I'm going over there in just a little while. And he's having a dinner party tonight, and he's invited, like, I guess, four other people. One is a couple, and the other two are single, I believe. But that should be fun. And, of course, we'll have wine with each course of the meal. And I think he's going to stick to the white wines because he's having... oh, I know he's going to because he's making crab cakes and... some kind of fish. I forget what it is. But in the last couple wineries we visited, he's been asking the sommeliers what wine would go with the kind of meal that he's having, and they suggested certain ones for certain courses, and which I thought was interesting. For his salad, he's going to have this tomato, basil, leafy, I don't know, gorgonzola, some kind of salad, and they were suggesting that he serve a Pinot Noir with the salad, and we heard that from two different winemakers, so it was interesting because I was expecting that they would say a white wine, but they suggested a Pinot Noir. So I think he's going to go ahead and serve the Pinot Noir with the salad. We'll see. And then for the main course, which will be the seafood dishes, he's going to serve a Chardonnay. So, and I think it's, I'm not sure which one he's picked out, but he's got several Chardonnays. I updated my wine catalog today. On Wednesday we went to wineries, and I know I didn't talk too much about that, but you know, that's okay. I picked up 5 new bottles of wine, and I had to find space for them. So yesterday I went out and I bought like an extension for my wine rack so I could put in 9 more bottles, because now I have like 42 bottles, I think, in my wine collection. And some, the winemakers just suggested that we lay down. I guess that means put aside and don't drink, you know, lay them down and let them age in their state for, he said up to, a couple of them, he said up to 3 years, so that should be good, but not the whites. The whites you really need to drink within, I think he said, within 1 year to 18 months or something like that. So, and I've got a lot of whites in my collection, so I'm going to have to watch the dates. So I, of course, the geek in me creates a database in Excel, and I know exactly when I got the bottle of wine, so that, or at least I know which vintage year it is, so that I know how long I have before I should drink it, before it turns to vinegar or whatever. So anyway, I was talking about the weekend. The boyfriend is having a dinner party tonight, so that's going to be a big deal. And then tomorrow we are going, during the day, we're going to 3 more wineries, and one that we go to all the time. But we're hoping to collect more stickers in our book and have more experiences with the wine. And one of them we've never even been to or really don't even know anything about. It's kind of like a totally new winery for us to visit, so we're looking forward to that. And hopefully David of Dating with David will come along, but I haven't heard back from him, so I don't know if he's going to go with us or not. So, and then on Sunday, we're having dinner with a friend of the boyfriend's, and I don't really know too much about him, although he said that, the boyfriend said that I probably won't eat anything that he makes for dinner because I'm such a picky eater. So, excuse me. We'll see how that goes, and that's in the city, so I'll probably be spending the whole weekend in the city, except for the wineries, of course, but I'll probably go back to the city for the evenings. Let's see what else. Oh, well, last night Big Brother was on, and it was the eviction time, and there was, of course, lots of back and forth about whether they should get rid of Yvette or if they should get rid of Sarah. And then, of course, when it came down to it, I think that was just CBS's way of teasing with us to make us think that they were going to get rid of Yvette, even though there was some discussion about it in the show and bickering back and forth. But they eventually did evict Sarah, which is fine because, as I said before, James is a hottie, even though he's dumb as a box of rocks and a Republican. He's still cute to look at. And then, of course, they had the America's Choice about who was coming back into the house. You know, last week they announced that they could, one former evicted house member will be coming back, and it was either going to be Eric or Michael or Kacer. And of course, I've been crossing my fingers and toes all week hoping that it was going to be Kacer, and sure enough, it was Kacer. I had a fear that it was going to be Eric, and if it was going to be Eric, the house was really going to be in an uproar. But now that Kacer's back, I think it's going to be, well, it should get interesting because then he can get back his old alliances and get rid of Maggie and that group. So, of course, I'll tape it on, or DVR it on Saturday night because I won't be home to watch it. So, yeah, Big Brother is getting good, as usual. You know, there has been a lot of politics and pork this week in the news. And the one big thing, I think, was Bush signing the transportation bill into law. Some thousand pages of bill. And, of course, any Congress, whether it be Republican-controlled or Democrat-controlled, all these bills have tons of pet projects attached to them, which, you know, is called pork. And the congressmen and senators' districts, you know, get a lot of money to improve things. And yes, while this transportation bill is going to do a lot for the major or for the national highways and stuff and bridges and railways and stuff, it just seems like certain districts, I think, are getting more than they should. For example, in Alaska, I have it written here, so I wanted to get it right. I'll just read this, actually. Excuse me. Alaska, the third least populated state, for instance, got the fourth most money for special projects, $941 million. And it actually has to do with their only representative, Don Young, who is the chairman of the Transportation Committee. How's that work out? He's the chairman, he gets the most money. Yeah, that's how it works in Washington. But the funny thing is that in the bill, they've included $231 million for a bridge near Anchorage. And guess what it's going to be named? Don Young's Way, in honor of the Republican chairman of the Transportation Committee. I'm telling you, you want something done, you got to get in Congress and get in Senate, become a senator or a congressman, and become the chairman, and pretty much you get what you want. So, as usual, typical Congress, and I'm not singling out Republicans or Democrats because it happens in all Congresses that they pack bills with their little pet projects. But it's a huge waste of money for some of these projects, but it is going to do a lot for our highway system. So anyway, typical Bush kind of stuff. Well, I shouldn't say that because I said I wasn't going to alienate one Republican or Democrat, but I don't know, just typical. I should say typical pork barrel kind of stuff in their bills. I got a new mouse. I got the new Mighty Mouse, the Apple Mighty Mouse. I'm sure those of you who are Apple fans have seen it. It's kind of cool, although I suggest that you install the software, because if you just plug the mouse in, it kind of acts weird, like it does it on its own. Well, I mean, it's already, I guess, pre-programmed in 10.4.2. I don't know what it is, but when I first plugged it in, and I'm, because it's on the side, it's got these little buttons that if you squeeze, your dashboard will come up. Well, I don't like that feature. I want to disable that, so I am the only one who presses like F12, and then they, dashboard will come up, because I don't really use the dashboard widgets that much, so I don't want that happening every time I squeeze the mouse. So I had to install the software to, you know, control the buttons. But I do like that. It still looks like one big, you know, white Apple mouse, but if you press on the right side, it's like a right click, and if you press on the left side, it's like a left click. And I have never been used to a right click kind of mouse person, so I definitely have a learning curve getting used to this, the ability for this mouse to go left or right, you know, whatever. But the really, really, the coolest thing I really got the mouse for was the little scroll button or little scroll wheel or ball or whatever right in the middle of the mouse. It's really cool. I mean, I know that PC people for years have been able to use that little scroll wheel and scroll up and down web pages, but now Apple has it, so I think it's really cool, and it works. It works really good. So if you don't have the new Mighty Mouse, you should check it out. And if you... what was I going to say? I don't know. But so anyway, the Mighty Mouse is good. I'm liking it so far. Now, I know that some of you probably tuned in to today's show hoping that you would hear me... react more to the goings-on this week in the queer casting community. Well, that's not going to happen. I'm not going to sit here and talk about it. It's just not worth the time. So that's why we are moving on. But I do just want to quote one thing that I got from a listener. Actually, he's a therapist, so he kind of knows what's going on. But he told me... Actually, this is what he said. If they're talking about you, then they're leaving someone else alone. And that's a good thing. So I'm going to leave it at that. And I know this is a short podcast, but I got a million things to do, so I got to get going today. So thank you for listening. I hope you aren't disappointed by not hearing me go on and on. So anyway, we'll be back on Monday. Hopefully I'll have some audio from either the dinner party or just whatever the boyfriend and I talk about this weekend. So until Monday, boys and girls, have a great weekend. Thanks for listening, and until next time, bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.